When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Locals in St. Pete, where Hogan's Hangout in Clearwater. See rules for complete details. Bud Light, the official beer of the UFC.
How are your energy bills looking this summer? WeatherTight Windows can help you keep your energy bills down with energy-efficient windows. If you dread opening your electric bill every month, it's probably time to call WeatherTight Windows and get a complimentary quote on energy-efficient windows and doors that will help keep the cool in and keep the heat out. Give them a call or make an appointment online at WeatherTightWindows.com. And don't forget the cookies.
WeatherTightWindows.com. WeatherTight Windows.
Keeping your home clean while trying to sell it with kids, dogs, or a busy life can be overwhelming. Skip the stress of constant cleaning and get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate. Hi, this is Mark Spain, and our offers are the strongest in the industry. When you get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate, you can sell your home stress-free and avoid the hassle of costly repairs. There are no showings, no open houses, and no stress. Our guaranteed offer keeps you in control. One of our clients, Lori, said they had our house sold within 3 days and kept us informed on everything that was happening. Mark Spain Real Estate was wonderful to work with, and I would highly recommend them to anyone looking to sell. Don't worry about the inconveniences of selling your home. I've been serving homeowners for nearly 30 years and have helped over 58,000 satisfied clients sell their home. I know what matters most, a quick sale and maximum profit. Find out what your guaranteed offer would be and close in as little as 21 days. There's no obligation. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. That's MarkSpain.com and start packing.
Sneezing, coughing, stuffy nose, runny nose, post-nasal drip, interrupted sleeping. I was groggy at the end of the day.
Allergies and sinus congestion were making Jana miserable. Then a friend recommended Navage. Navage provides immediate drug-free congestion relief, flushing your nasal passages with refreshing saline and sucking out mucus, germs, and other airborne irritants. Navage helps you breathe easier, sleep better, and feel your best right away.
Navage gave me instant relief. I didn't have to wait 30 minutes. I didn't have to wait an hour, 90 minutes. I didn't have to wait a minute. I ran the rinse and I felt better.
Stop suffering from congestion and start breathing and feeling your best again with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
I've had people ask me how I find relief, and I tell them Navage immediately. This thing is amazing.
Navage is available at Navage.com or at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid.
Download the free Bone app to listen to us anywhere. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Get your guaranteed offer at MarkSpain.com.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Roger, JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Yesterday, was it yesterday or the day before? Was National Cheesecake Day? Was that yesterday? No, day before.
2 days ago.
Right. So,
how dare you?
We recognize National Cheesecake Day, and somehow yesterday we missed National Orgasm Day. How do we miss
that? How come that wasn't on my... Okay, so JoJo puts together an office schedule of the day of the month. That's how I know what it is.
Yeah. How are you going to pull this one off for us, JoJo?
You did not put National Orgasm Day on the National Day's calendar. I'm a little disappointed.
She better start stretching.
Can DoorDash deliver us? I don't think they can. So it was National Orgasm Day in the UK, Australia, USA, Canada, Netherlands, South Africa. I mean, it's all over the world. And never heard of it. It's an offshoot of International Female Orgasm Day. So I guess they're including the guys now. It's more inclusive for July 31st.
Did any of y'all celebrate National Orgasm Day inadvertently without knowing?
No.
If I only knew.
I barely survived yesterday.
Yesterday was survive day.
Right.
So participants, they have a list of how you can celebrate National Orgasm Day.
I have an idea.
Well, that's probably number one, orgasming. Number two, masturbation.
Number three, raising awareness for what orgasms are and how to have one.
That is so much work.
No, that's it's not. So much. I like this. Let's get some education
raising awareness.
Involved.
That sounds like a hashtag, whole thing.
And it says it should be aimed toward women due to the social stigma surrounding the female orgasm. So raising awareness, but mostly for females so they feel more comfortable with it.
Why is there a social stigma?
Because then we're dirty whores.
That's not true.
I know it's not true.
If you're sleeping with 20 guys, then you're a dirty whore.
Well, that is that's if you sleep with 20 girls, are you a dirty whore?
100%. Except the difference is I'd wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah, you guys,
Well, listen, you guys find shame in it. All you have to do is puff your chest out and be like, yeah, and conversation stops right there.
That is exactly what's happening these days. But back even as little as 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago.
Stop living in the past, lady.
I'm not, and women aren't, but just get used to the fact that women might be puffing their chests out now.
Fine. You want to be hoary? Go ahead and do
it. Stop living in the past. It's not hoary at all.
It's not. You're right, it's not.
On the other side of the
coin, healthy.
Note the progress where women may be doing things to get the big O, may or may not be arrested, while guys absolutely would be arrested in public for the same. We've talked about this many times, right?
100%.
In public.
Yeah,
so there is,
we're not really there yet.
There's a little give and take. We're still looking for equality.
You still want to be able to, but also women, I think the equality is neither one of us should do that in public. Like, I don't, unless we're in an environment.
What was it last week or the week before where I did the story? The woman in Key West who was arrested for vigorously rubbing her private parts.
Right.
And the cop couldn't remember how long he was watching. Remember that? It was in some park in Key West. What was it, Brad? 2 weeks ago?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, a few weeks ago. Yeah.
The other thing we were supposed to have done yesterday, besides actual orgasming and raising awareness of it, is raise awareness for the orgasm gap. Now, that's the disparity between men and women in sexual satisfaction.
Listen, we...
Women have the lower frequency, by the way, guys, just so you know, of orgasming compared to guys.
From us. They have it low... By themselves, they have had it. But
we've discovered why.
Hold on a second. The thing about that is, it's the way the bodies... Like, there are plenty of women who can't get off from intercourse...
There's got to be external
in order for it to happen at all. There's plenty of that.
There's certainly women like that. There's women all over the place. But the bottom line is women's situation isn't different. It's still located in the same spot. It just might take some women, like you said, out externally. Some only can do it by themselves. Whatever. There's a lot of different things. But the bottom line is men have to last long enough.
But
in order to make that happen. And
don't
that's
you
the problem.
Think, though, don't you think we want to?
Then do. Like, how come Jack Hammer can't?
When you talk about stuff that you don't know what you're talking about, it drives me nuts. We want to. We can't necessarily control it. Not all of us have time or whatever it is to go to some tantric class and learn how to, like, tie our toes in a knot, clench our ass cheeks together. Think of, you know what? Like, it's not, we want to do it.
We're not
we
all
We want to last longer.
That's right.
Well, you know what? Don't me. I hear you. I hear you.
See, you're being seen, Monica, right there.
No, I'm not at all.
You are being seen. It's just not, none of us want to be quick. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. There's not a guy in the world who wants
nobody
to
wants to be quick unless the moment calls for a quickie.
I would say then don't go straight to, well, some women need to only do it externally. Let's put the focus on what needs to be fixed. And if you can't fix it, listen.
No, of course. I wasn't saying that. I wasn't laying blame on women's bodies. Mm. That's not what I was doing. I was making a point like, and sometimes that's the case. And then there's other, right? But yeah, guys, we fall short. There's no question about it.
Yep.
We don't want to.
That sucks.
I'm sorry. Maybe don't do what you just said beforehand, and we got an extra, like, minute and a half, 2 minutes in us. I don't know.
What's going on? Minute and a half.
I'm saying maybe there's an extra minute and a half. I don't know. I'm just chucking a number out there. Ooh. 5 minutes would be a lie.
Mm. We very much explored, Monica.
Plus,
your clock is way off compared to normal.
You need to blame. You need to blame... Whoever you believe is a creator, whether it's God or whatever, because They made that feel really good.
That's cool. But there's a lot of things you do that you really like, but it doesn't mean you'd have to go, oh my God, and then just lose your crap again, just because it so feels good.
But it's not that it just feels good. It feels really good.
I mean, you don't think the women thinks it feels really good? It does. That's why we want to keep it going.
I'm talking about the overall velvety feel of actually where we are in that moment.
Velvety.
So...
As Bob Seger would say, you're waiting on the thunder and then here comes the lightning.
Right.
I mean, that's really, it's a feeling.
So then,
when you think sex, think Bob Seger.
But the other
is what Roger's trying to say.
But the other part is the creator also took every nerve ending he could possibly get his hands on and put it in the tip. It's not our fault.
It's like a cruel joke.
It's not our fault he didn't take your magic button and place it where we want to be.
Like a little punching bag. Just leave it right there. So like, they constantly touch each other.
It should be like right at the gate.
Like the uvula. It should be like right there.
Right.
It's misplaced.
It's misplaced.
But also.
The thing in the back.
It should be like a bouncer at the club. I get it.
Maybe be a little more. Speaking of velvet ropes there. Maybe be a little more ambitious and a little more effort. And because it's not flapping in the wind outside. Make sure it's, make sure you find it and caress it.
Oh, sure.
Well, yours is easy. You put a landmark down there. You got it pierced,
Might as well put an arrow and a sign and neon light.
Exactly.
A little effort
and then,
would be nice.
And then maybe ladies just shouldn't be so needy.
Okay, that's what we're going
to do. Too much?
Anywho.
Yeah. So the only other thing that we have to do is read the references that are here for National Orgasm Day so that we know more.
No, we don't.
Well, there is one. 8 fun facts about orgasms for National Orgasm Day. Susanna wrote that one. And then...
what are the fun facts? Can you say them?
I can't. Well, if I click on it, I'd have to read the whole book.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, hold on. Here's a couple of them. In summation. Hold on. People who smoke weed have more orgasms. I didn't know that.
Do
facts. What are we all looking
here? The one thing I will say about that is when I used to smoke, definitely lasted longer.
Oh.
100%.
Just really? Do that. Pop a gummy and get at it.
And it feels better, right?
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when that was, like, I remember that being, like, intense. But it's, like, it's still...
All right.
Know.
Number one, I believe. Number two, I don't believe. Being politically active pays off. People who are more passionate about politics have multiple orgasms and more orgasms in general.
Really? Well, how do you even prove that?
No wonder, Monica.
Call me in November.
Faking orgasms isn't something just women do.
Really?
37% of men said they had faked orgasms before.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I got to have reasons.
Because it's too long?
It's taking too long. Maybe they're struggling and they just, because especially like a lot of...
what is too long?
A lot of SSRIs, the antidepressants, make it very difficult to finish. Very difficult.
But then you just said it feels really, really good. So why would you want to stop?
Because people get tired. My wife...
Oh, my God.
On the rare occasion where... I was, in good play. There'd be times my wife was like, "Get off." You know what I'm
saying?
That's enough. It's happened. Not all the time. Like,
sure.
Not a lot, but it's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just think I don't understand that. And everybody's different. I just think if it's velvety goodness or whatever you said, that's got to feel good. Why? I don't think I would ever get tired. Like, why would anyone ever get tired of that? If the woman's having fun, like, why?
Or if you can read the room and she's like, oh, okay.
Why is she okay then? Then that's on you. Make her feel really good where she doesn't even know what time it is or her own name. Have phenomenal sex.
She can't think of her own name.
Seriously, where she feels like she's drunk and high and her fingers...
I love how the girl who hasn't gotten laid in a year is given all the advice.
I'm the one who had the longest and best sex last. I can tell you that, guaranteed.
Well, you okay? Find it again.
I know that's a tough one.
You know where you can get it, but you won't get it. I don't know why you want to deprive your nether regions, but that's on you.
It's the beginning of a new month.
But go ahead, get that next one and let me know what happens.
Last two orgasm facts for Orgasm Day, which was yesterday.
I actually wish bad sex on you.
Why would you do that?
Why would you say that?
Because I want her to understand that she had a unicorn.
That's it. And I think that I feel
so she would appreciate it more?
No, but she understands that all the conversations that we've had were not all nuts or lazy or any of that stuff. Right.
Yeah, but it's not the only guy she's been with.
But
she's married, and you've whored around in your past. So you've had nothing but amazing sex with every partner that you've been with.
No, gigantic
for
3 hours.
I had crap sex with my ex husband guy thingy. Mm-hmm. And then I was in that relationship for 18 years, and then before that I was in my horror phase. But then before that, I was in a relationship for 4 years. So like most of my adult life, the majority of people I had sex with was like two guys,
yeah,
whatever that math is. Three guys, right. I guess, with Jack.
And that was crap sex, in your words.
Yeah,
would
crap.
You say comparable?
So that's the norm. That's what JP and we're trying to tell you. That's the norm. The jackhammer.
The
stuff
norm is crap sex.
Yes.
No, it's not necessarily crap sex, but Olympic it's not an hour sex. And a half straight
right.
through.
I should rephrase it that way. Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about.
It's not that.
This is the good sex for most people. You just had Olympic level sex with this guy.
With this one
nobody
guy.
Nobody else knows what you're talking about.
With the men that you slept with, you had one of them, but yet you talk to us like that's the norm and that's the way it should be. Meanwhile, your real life experience proves that we're right.
So then you don't have to wish bad sex on me, because no matter what, the next sex I have is going to be bad sex, because it's not going to be.
It's not going to be bad sex.
It's not going to be fantastic,
it's
great, mind-blowing, insanity sex.
You don't know that, because just to be great or mind-blowing or insanity doesn't mean it's got to last an hour and 40 minutes straight or an hour straight or whatever the hell it is.
Two, three.
I'm just saying, don't hold your breath.
Okay. Why even bother? Then I am your wife. Go on. Just get out. Like, why are we even doing this anymore? Like, if it's bad, why are we even doing this? Ugh.
It's not that. You're going right to bed.
Not bad.
But your bar.
Just too long.
As with everything we talk about on this show, if you don't lower your bar soon.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Don't get upset with me.
No, I'm not. I'm sad for me.
Yeah. You got to lower the bar. That's too bad.
I do.
If you don't lower, it's going to drop on you.
All right.
Careful.
There's your bar. Ouchie.
Well, one day late. Happy belated National Orgasm Day.
I will. Thank you. Celebrate
You're
twice
welcome,
today?
Brad.
Once for yesterday and once for today?
You can do whatever you want.
All right. I'm in.
Celebrate for the next year until you get there the next time. Next July 31st. All right. Well, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Dead Guy in the Envelope, 12:15. Right back.
It's Roger and JP on 102.5 The
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.